The big event in 1932, as for a nine-year-old like myself, was of course the Eucharistic Congress in Dublin. And it was something I'll always remember. First of all, because of the fact that my two brothers, Michael and Jimmy, who were going to school, were in Merino. They went for Merino, and my mother had to buy white pants and white shirts for them, specifically for the Congress. Now, in Skullcullumkille, where I was, whereas the central model school beside us sent their boys with the same pants and white shirts, Marisha Cahan decided that Skullcullumkille didn't have to attend. Probably they thought we were more godlier than any other boys attending at the time. It was no bother for us to walk from my house in Fairview to the Phoenix Park. Walking at that time was no problem for young lads. But what I'll always remember about it was the number of priests that attended. And there was like a sea of white vestments in front of the main altar. And that was amazing. And then on a little platform above the altar was John McCormack. And I'll always remember him singing Panis Angelicus. That was an outstanding moment, listening to John McCormack, who at the time was Ireland's leading tenor. But to our young boys looking up at this, it was like a saintly choir.